Years after he slipped away from the valley of the shadow, back in the quiet solitude of the maiden leader, as Ori Gavnim looked up and saw four friends approaching, he saw four friends approaching. He had known for many years that these four would show up one day. He knew they would show up one day. He knew they would show up one day. Evidently, this was the day. He greeted them by name as they approached him. He greeted them by name. Elhanan, Sibakai, Jonathan, son of my brother Shimei, Abishai, son of my sister Zeruiah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the meter later. Did you bring any leather straps?
Did you bring any leather straps?
Did you bring any leather straps? The four young men stopped and looked at each other with eyes that were full of questions. They looked at Ori Gavnim with eyes that were full of wonder. Then they nodded their heads slowly as they reached into the pouches that were on their belts. They nodded their heads slowly. They nodded their heads slowly as they reached into the pouches. As they reached into the pouches. Each man pulled out a long leather strap. Ori Gavnim showed them how to make the center crease. Then he showed them how to swing and release. He showed them how to swing and release. He showed them how to swing and release. The four young men came each day. The four young men came each day for many months. Many months. When that day came that each of them could split a rock that was the size of a man's fist and do it 20 times out of 20 from 200 paces away, Ori Gavnim took him up on the roof of the Migdaletter. He took him up on the roof.
Took him up on the roof in the moonlight.
Ori Gavnim reached into his pouch and pulled out the four remaining stones he had lifted from the brook at the bottom of the valley of shadow. He took out the four remaining stones. He took out the four remaining stones. He said to the four young men, the monster man that wanted to kill everyone in the Valley of Shadow, had four younger brothers who grew up to be just as big. The monster man had four younger brothers who grew up to be just as big. They grew up to be just as big. He handed the light brown stone with dark brown speckles to Elhanan and said, keep this stone with you always, Elhanan. When Lami tries to kill you, you will kill him with this stone. You will kill him with this stone. He handed the dull yellow stone to Sibakai and said,
keep this stone with you always, Sibakai.
When Saf tries to kill you, you will kill him with this stone.
You will kill him with this stone.
He handed the dark gray stone to Jonathan and said,
keep this stone with you always, Jonathan.
When the monster man with six toes on each foot and six fingers on each hand tries to kill you, you will kill him with this stone.
You will kill all 12 of his murderous fingers. You will kill all 12 of his murderous toes. You will kill him with this dark gray stone. Then he handed the snow white stone to Abishai and said, keep this stone with you always, Abishai. When Ishbi-Benob is about to kill me, you will kill him with this stone. When Ishbi-Benob is about to kill me, you will kill him with this stone.
You will kill him with this stone.
His face full of panic, Abishai leaped to his feet. His face full of panic, Abishai leaped to his feet. His face full of panic, Abishai leaped to his feet and asked, how will I know where to be? And when will I know to be there?
You will be there, Abishai. You will be there, Abishai.
Never give it another thought, just keep the stone with you. Just keep the stone with you. Zorigavnim hugged each of the other men. He hugged each of the other men. He hugged the four other men. In the months that follow, Lami and Saph and their six-toed brother and Ishbi-Benob, who the biggest and the angriest of the monster men, each fell to the ground with a deep red spot on their head. They had a dark red spot on their head. They had dark red spots, and their skulls exploded, exploded.
And the land was quiet for a while. And the land was quiet for a while.